What would you say to someone that is concerned about the future of our environment and the upcoming generations, and the reason it is connected to the question of urban sprawl in Calgary?
The most important thing for me has always been to think about wild spaces, nature within the city, as city building itself. That we need to think about nature as part of the city, and that healthy ecosystems will give us healthier communities and healthy people.
But, you know, it's time for us really, as humans, to take more of the stance that the First Nations and Indigenous peoples take, which is that land and nature is not something to be owned. We don't own it. We live within it, and we are part of it. And if we continue to make the same mistakes of the past and big houses and urban sprawl and development, nature always wins.
I don't think the vision is lacking, at least not on the part of the citizens. In 2003, the city of Calgary underwent a massive visioning process called Imagine Calgary. And that vision was for a more compact, a more just, a more environmentally and socially and economically sustainable city. So the vision is clearly there. The question is, why aren't we implementing our vision?
And I think it comes back to that initial point of how we have thought about cities as being separate and for people, and the nature is the thing over there. And I think really changing that frame of mind to the idea that a city is a place on the natural landscape, and I don't think we're there yet as municipalities or as citizens in those places.
This is now on the shoulders of the future and the politicians. Do they have the foresight, the vision to include the environment as part of their priorities? And if they can incorporate this, one, they're thinking like an Indigenous person, and two, they're helping out the future generations to have clean air, clean water, sustenance of the animals, healing of the plants and medicines, existence from the Mother Earth that Creator blessed us with.
Calgary, a sprawling obsession. A podcast created as part of the Canadian Wilderness Stewardship Program. First episode available on all platforms on March 17th, 2023.